They first met Reginald Parker ages ago, in the innocent part of the year 2001, before disaster struck at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and an empty field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, at a time when it was still possible to think ours was a virtuous country and everyone liked us, and terrorists were just a plot complication in the movies. We had no idea then what forms terrorism could take, at home and away, in that innocent time ages ago. Anyhow, they met Reginald Parker while they were out walking their new puppy, Dickens. They were David and Maggie Hollis, and Dickens was not actually their puppy, but their son, Sedge's. They were dog-sitting for Dickens while Sedge went through the ritual of getting a divorce. It was his fourth divorce, and the Hollises were not happy about it. But they liked the puppy, and they were pleased when Reginald Parker stopped them and said, "What a wonderful little dog. What do you call him?" "He's still a puppy," Maggie said, "but he's house-trained." This was partly true. "We call him Dickens," David said.
"Dickens as in Charles, or as in he's a little Dickens?"
"Charles, I think," Maggie said. "He's got a bookish look to him, that little face. He's part Labrador Retriever."
"Well, he's a wonderful little dog, puppy."
He scratched the dog's ears and then the soft fur on his chest.
"Good Dickens. Nice Dickens."
He smiled at them as David tugged lightly at the leash.
"So long, Dickens."
They were on their way to the local dog park, and when they were safely out of earshot, Maggie said,
"He seems very nice."
"His hair is too long," David said, "and he's intrusive."
"He's good-looking in a way," Maggie said.
"He needs a shave."
Maggie gave him one of her looks. "I thought he seemed very nice," she said. That was how they first met Reginald Parker. They met him for the second time a few days later, again while they were taking Dickens to the dog park.
"My old friend Dickens," he said, and knelt down beside the dog to fondle his ears.
Dickens gave a tentative lick to his face. Reginald had not shaved since they last met.
"I didn't realize why he was called Dickens," Reginald said. "I didn't realize you were Professor Hollis. I should have, though. Practically everybody around here is a professor of something or other. But I didn't put two and two together, your specialty and the dog's name."
"Are you growing a beard?" David asked. "It's very becoming," Maggie said.
"Or it will be."
Reginald stood up and fingered his bristly chin.
"I'm a writer," he said. "I figured it goes with the territory."
"A writer," Maggie said.
"Yes, yes. What do you write?"
"I'm working on a novel right now."
"A novel?"
Maggie looked at David, who said nothing.
"How exciting."
"Well, I haven't published yet," Reginald said. "You know what the publishing industry is like these days. Nobody wants novels. All they want is memoirs of my life as a drug addict."
"Oh, dear," Maggie said.
"Not my life. I've never been a drug addict. Not really, I mean. I mean, that's the kind of thing they want. You must find that too in your field, Professor Hollis." "No?"
"No. Nobody wants to know about my drug addiction."
They all laughed, nervous, and Dickens barked as if he understood.
"I'm Reg Parker," Reginald said, sticking out his hand. "And you're Professor Hollis, I know, and you must be Mrs. Hollis."
They shook hands and said hello. "Yes, hello."
"I'm a great admirer of your work on Dickens," Reginald said.
"Thackeray, you mean," David said. "My only work on Dickens is trying to get him not to pee on the kitchen floor." David Hollis was known for his work on Thackeray and had been briefly famous for his work on Stephen Crane. But now, late in his career, it was Thackeray whom people seemed to remember, though they often confused him with Dickens.
"Thackeray, of course. I meant Thackeray. Sorry about that."
"People do that all the time. Maybe it means I should work on Dickens."
"He's working on Gissing now," Maggie said.
"Gissing?"
New Grub Street kissing. The writer is a kind of production line worker. Poverty, desperation. She paused. The long climb from lower middle to upper middle class. It's great stuff. Maybe we could talk about your writing sometime, Reginald said. I'd like that. David took a step backward. Thanks for the offer, but I never talk about writing while it's in progress. Foolish of me, probably, but I just don't. Besides, I'm still doing research. But thanks, and good luck with the novel. I admire anybody who undertakes a novel. It's like signing up for, well, I don't know what. A suicide mission, I guess. We've got to get moving. As if on command, Dickens bolted after a squirrel and was tugged back by his leash. See, David said. And so they left Reginald Parker and continued their walk.